You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Casey James is going to be working his way over here in just like a couple of minutes. So let's all calm down. Let's think of a game plan here.
Nerves.
Are you prepared, Wendy?
I think I'm prepared. I'm just a little nervous because they've already walked in, so we've seen them walk in and we've walked past, and I was just nervous on that part.
Melissa already, yes. They attempted to do a little mini Casey James stalking.
Yeah, let me explain where Wendy's mind is right now, because we're at the Nokia Theater, but we're kind of in the basement area, and we're at a table, and we're near, you know, a room where they have breakfast and a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
So when they had the idlers come in, including Casey James, they led them to the food so that they could have breakfast before they started the interviews, mm-hmm. and so that's where we're waiting on him to finish his breakfast. So as he was going in there, I said, I need a water, and Wendy, come with me. So Wendy and I went. I got behind him in line.
Behind Casey.
In the buffet. I could breathe Casey's aura,
mm-hmm.
at the buffet line, and Wendy scooted off and went over to get drinks in another area.
Wendy.
Well, I was trying to make myself visual for Casey, so I went over to get a water instead of stand behind him and eat food.
You should be trying to make yourself. You're trying to make yourself touchable.
No, I would have thrown.
As I was touching his butt. You were over there trying to get a visual.
That's good.
That was a good idea.
I was like, dang, Melissa, you did.
I got his butt. No, I'm just kidding. Wendy just gave me.
I couldn't even be near food. I'm too nervous.
What else? I would ask him for a date if he's coming to Atlanta. Stupid things like. That. Play it cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine.
Ooh, we'll see you. We'll see how it goes. Because I couldn't even do it in the buffet line.
All right, we're literally like 15 seconds away from. Okay. So the rest of us are leaving the table.
Godspeed.
Okay. Bye, Wendy.
You're going in, Wendy.
Good
luck.
Casey, what's going on? I'm Wendy from Atlanta. How's it going?
It's going good. Good to meet you.
Good. All right. Well, this whole thing sort of started with your mom convincing you to audition. I'm kind of curious on what your mom said to you to make you go and audition with 20,000 other people.
Well, let me do this.
No, put that back in. We can make out later, but just go. I mean, you're going to need that.
Yeah, I'm going to save this for later then.
Okay.
No, it was just... I've been doing the same thing, mm-hmm. for so long, you know, playing every night and not really getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, why don't you just take the chance?
And that's
it. I was like, yeah, I mean, it got to the point where they were starting to let people use instruments and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know any of this, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking that the show was just the type of thing that I wouldn't do well at.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'll let you borrow my truck. And she had just bought a brand new truck. So I was like, you know what? I'll drive up there and do it.
Did you ever think you would make it to the final three?
No. I didn't think I'd make it past the stadium.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of went. I think maybe that's possibly why I made it past the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just went in there and was like, you know, I don't think I was going for anything. I was just going to sing. And that was actually when I made up my mindset for the entire competition.
Mm-hmm.
The entire show was set the day before I even auditioned the very first time.
Oh, yeah?
Because I had made up my mind. I said to myself, like, I'm going to do this and be myself 100%, or I'm not going to make it. So.
Well, then I want to know what the toughest week was for you, because you're this classic rock type country artist, very Stevie Ray Vaughan, very Jimi Hendrix type. So what was the toughest week? Because you had like Frank Sinatra and all these movie themes going on.
That would have been the toughest. The toughest
was.
Yeah, the toughest. Movie themes was not bad at all, because you mm-hmm. can pick, you know, I mean, it's just like soundtracks and stuff. But mm-hmm. the Frank Sinatra was the toughest for me, because never in my life have I ever like sang without playing guitar. Not on a live setting in front of people and mm-hmm. things like that. Like growing up, singing with my mom and stuff. But never like that. So that was definitely the toughest for me.
So then when you ever do an album, is there ever going to be a song where you just put down the guitar and it's just you, solid, raw, like raw?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. It just depends on the situation. I'm not opposed to it. I always do what the music calls for. And there's many times where I don't, you know, like in a song, I'll just be holding the guitar and I'll play a lead and later down the line. But I would never just set it down just for the sake of setting it down, you know.
And you're a Texas boy. I'm a Texas girl. So I know being away from Texas is pretty tough. What do you miss most about being at home?
There's nothing that I don't miss. I miss everything. I miss the air. I miss the people. I miss the accents. I miss my dogs. I miss my friends and family. I miss my old gigs. I miss the comfort of my home.
Do you miss the food?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you two-step?
Yeah.
We've got to go two-stepping then.
I can waltz better than I can two-step though.
You can waltz. So can you do any other dances?
Yeah, but, you know, not well.
Would you say you have dance rhythm?
Yeah, I've got the rhythm. I just don't have the moves.
You just don't have the moves yet. We could work on that just a little bit.
Okay.
So are you excited about the tour coming up?
I am. That's like, that is going to be essentially the beginning of everything for me, you know, because you get to, then you get to see the people that want to come see you in a live setting and not necessarily just watch you on the TV. And even though that's a huge honor, it's even a bigger honor when they come to see you and they want to follow you as an artist. So.
And the big question, the ladies would be really disappointed if I didn't ask, are you single?
Yes, I am.
Very single.
Yeah.
So you're available.
Yes.
So we got to grab a drink when you're in Atlanta.
Yeah, let's go.
Would you be down?
Absolutely.
We definitely
need to
do
that. I don't drink, but I'll go.
We can have some water.
Perfect.
And lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good night.
Lemonade sounds actually really good right now.
Well, Casey, I appreciate you talking with us today. I can't wait to see you on tour in August, and we definitely need to grab that bottle of water.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Done. Great job.
Good job.
Good job, Wendell.
Nervous.
Getting your flirt on.
And you got kind of a, you know, we said that the pinnacle of this conversation would be for him to agree to some kind of date or whatever, and you got that from him.
At the end. And then I tried to throw in, like, some ties here and there. Like, I said Stevie Ray Vaughan in one of the questions, and then I obviously tied back into Texas. But, yeah, he's going to be in Atlanta, so you said.
Did it throw you off that he doesn't drink?
It did throw you off
for a second,
but
then I was like, okay, we'll grab that bottled water.
Yeah, that would have thrown me a little bit too, because you think that that's just kind of what you say,
right?
But like him, like, I don't drink. I wondered, is that an American Idol required thing to say, or
maybe.
Is that more like he's just like really against it? I don't know.
I just wondered
if that would throw you.
I think if he has publicly stated that he's not a drinker or something like that, because why else would you correct it? Because a drink, you could let that go. Without it being a big deal, and then when you go out, you just get a, you know.
I would make a statement saying, "Well, I don't drink."
I don't drink.
Yeah.
I think we know Michael Johns doesn't really subscribe to that.
No,
maybe he hasn't.
But
he says it, but he says, "I don't drink water."
I agree. Yeah.
But he's not under the American Idol thumb anymore.
Right.
It's true.
You know, so I wonder if that was more of a Fox thing, or you know, because he's on the show thing. And this is like wholesome American entertainment.
Woo-hoo. I applaud you, man. You went for it.
Yeah,
you did.
I mean,
you definitely put out the flirt vibe.
I was nervous the entire time. I don't know. He's just good looking in person. So when you're sitting there staring at him and he's right next to you, because he was sitting like right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Is he good looking in person to you?
Yeah, he was really good looking, I thought. But
what's going on with that
Jen.
Hair?
Jen's like,
what was going on with the hair, though?
His hair was a little matted. But
it was a little matted.
Was he trying to do a dready kind of thing?
Well, you know how all the idols didn't know that they were coming to do interviews today? Maybe he just kind of rolled out of bed, thought he was going to do something else rather than sit in front of a whole bunch of strangers.
Didn't have time to put his Juvexin in today. It's really too bad.
Well, the door is open for his visit to Atlanta.
That's right.
I know.
And that's you really couldn't ask for more than that.
Mm-hmm. It's August the 1st, so hopefully we'll grab that bottle of water that we were talking about.
Sparkling water, honey.
You need to bring him some real country lemonade or something.
Like sweet tea.
You can specially bring it to him, like some lemonade, some sweet tea, some barbecue or something.
Yeah.
But you need a special deliver that backstage in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think our job somehow, some way, is to get you just into the same room with them again.
Yeah.
Not force the issue and just see if he, you know, sort of takes the Wendy bait.
Did you like his mojo, or did he seem too shy for you?
He seemed really shy, because I thought he would be more straightforward or just longer answers or have more to add, but he's just a shy dude.
He definitely seemed shy. But you don't typically go for the shy guy.
No, I like the more aggressive guy, because I'm normally
a shy person. Once they met in person, I was thinking, I wonder if she's as into him now because of that whole shy vibe kind of...
holding back mm-hmm. thing.
Well, and it was his first. I was his first interview of the morning, so he came by, and then that was it. I had to set the precedent for everybody else, so I had a big responsibility. So
no jokes, Jeff. No jokes. Too early.
You did a great job. Did a good job.
Yes, good job.
Good job, Wendy.
Well done.
That ain't easy. Good morning, Lisa. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Wendy, you did a really good job, first of all, I want to say.
Thank you.
But I want to let you guys know, I read something about him somewhere online. He has gotten at least one DUI, I think, in the past.
Yeah, someone sent me that this morning.
Now we get it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's not that he doesn't want to drink. He not allowed.
He's got one of those Lindsay Lohan scram things happening.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the info, Lisa.
Sure. Bye-bye.
And Kaysen, you are on The Burt Show. Good morning.
And you did so great.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I think it was perfect. I don't think it was too much. I think it was normal. It didn't sound awkward or anything. You did so well.
Oh, Kaysen, thank you so much. No, I was a nervous wreck, so thank you.
You
I really
couldn't
appreciate
tell.
That.
You couldn't tell.
All right, good.
Now, the results will be when he comes through Atlanta.
Right.
We will get them in the same room together, and I think at that point, you just see if he approaches you.
Okay.
If you're there and he's there,
mm-hmm.
I think the true result would be if he comes over to her and says, hey, I think I remember you from L.A.,
uh-huh.
then I think you're in.
But at least the tough part's over. The first
groundwork has been
conversation is done. Yes.
The Burt Show. Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.